Go Fast Radio. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening in to the most exciting, most electric, hottest podcast there is. Go Fast Radio, featuring Johnny Showtime and Mr. Go Fast, Tracy Brown. Go Fast Radio. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening in to the most exciting, most electric, hottest podcast there is. Go Fast Radio, featuring Johnny Showtime and Mr. Go Fast, Tracy Brown.
Is yours on that?
Go Fast Radio. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening in to the most exciting, most electric, hottest podcast there is. Go Fast Radio, featuring Johnny Showtime and Mr. Go Fast, Tracy Brown.
They're reconnecting me.
All right.
Where?
The mouse.
I can't. Where?
The mouse is right there.
Are there?
Like that. That. All right.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry about this miscommunication and the technology issues we're having yet again this week. Literally, as we were going on the air, Johnny Showtime's mic and Mr. Go Fast, Tracy Brown's mic just completely stopped working, and we had no clue what happened. It was a Blog Talk issue through the server we're using. We're going to try to get this other mic. I'm going to work on my mic for a second. I'm going to turn the mic over to Mr. Go Fast. He's going to go over some things, some info, some facts, and some race recaps that's happened here in the last couple weeks. And then once we get back on here and get everything going, we'll get back to regular schedule. Don't forget, we have a big, big giveaway tonight. We got a huge interview around 7 p.m. So don't forget, stay tuned. Give us a call. Put your name in the hat. Again, we're going to give away. Again, I know this it sounds bad 2 weeks in a row to have technical difficulties, but I can guarantee you next week we will not have this issue. Just stick with us the rest of the night. 347-857-1043. Give us a call if you want to put your name in the hat. We'll get right to you. If you're calling and you're on hold or anything, just stay there. We'll get to you as soon as we can. Give us a second. We're going to turn it over to Mr. GoFast, and he's going to go over some details for you in the next couple weeks, and it's coming to you now.
GoFast Radio. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening in to the most exciting, most electric, hottest podcast there is, GoFast Radio, featuring Johnny Showtime and Mr. GoFast, Tracy Brown.
Hello, and here I am. We made it. Johnny's having to connect his back up, and I'm back on the air. I'm good to go. Last week, there was a little, we was talking with the crew up at Speed Zone in New Jersey, and they was talking about the most Can-Am entries that there'd ever been in a race. 70 is the most. Happened at 2011 R4, and also in 2011, there was 65 F1 entries in that race also. And actually, Ron Hirschman won both of those races. Also, last week at Slot Cars Rust the Track, we had some exciting racing going on. We had in the retro race, we had Smokey won the race, Mr. Bigelow. Johnny Marlin was second, and Robert was third. In the A race, we had Gil, Jeff Neal, and J.C. Martin. Smokey, also in the $100 wing car, he run first in $100 wing car, Jeff Bigelow, and Johnny Marlin was second, and Mark was third. In the A $100 wing car, we had Jeff Neal winning with Wally Fleming second, and Gil Gunnarsson was third. So we had a good race going on at Slot Cars Rust the Track. We have a special guest tonight. Mr. Paul Peterson will be with us at 7 o'clock, top of the hour. I talked to Gary Gerning today about the G21. As a matter of fact, he just sent me some more pictures right before we come on the air. I haven't even looked at them yet. I will be posting them on Slot Cars Rust the Track Facebook as soon as this show is over. So stay tuned and tune into Slot Cars Rust the Track's Facebook and check it out after the show. We're also tonight, we're giving away a 3D printed chassis to some callers that call in tonight and give us your name. We'll put you in the hat. We're going to pull out for a winner at the end of the show. Sorry that we've had some difficulties, but I think we've got them worked out now.
Are you good, Johnny?
Yes, sir. I think we're good.
All right. Sounds good. Who you got on the line?
All right, man. We got Will's calling in. Will's out there at the front. He's going to give us a hard time, but I told him to give us a little bit.
Can you talk to him for a minute?
Absolutely, man. I'll turn it over. Will, you there, brother?
Yeah.
How's it going, man?
Pretty good.
Good, good, man. Well, glad you could join us tonight. Again, we just want to apologize to everybody out there. I'm extremely frustrated. I know Mr. GoFast is frustrated. It just seems like the first couple weeks, everything went smooth, and now it seems like you know, things, technical difficulties, and that stuff happens, so we're good to go. We both bought a microphone to get the quality and the sound better, and it just, the hookups or something, it wasn't working as we went on. We both were signed on. We were both on the server super early, and we have no clue why it stopped. So, Will, you want to put your name, though, in tonight for the 3D-printed chassis? Chassis,
sure.
I mean? Okay, brother. So tell us a little bit about me.
Drag racing.
Yeah, go ahead, man. That's what I was going to bring up. I know that's something you've been wanting to talk about. I mean, what's something you like about it? Because, you know, I mean, I'm up here doing the race directing and everything, and it's a lot of fun. I like the competition. I kind of like the camaraderie that everybody has. It's a lot of fun. We kind of pick at one another. But what's maybe one of your cars that you have that you like to race? I know you race your Gatorade a lot, but what's something else that you like to see or maybe to get a little better in the slot or the drag races?
Probably my red dragster. It runs 6 flat to 604 every pass.
Yeah. And for everybody listening in, I mean, tell somebody how they can kind of get into that a little bit with drag racing. You know, small cars, whatever they need to get in. What's something that would be a simple way to get into drag racing?
Just buy, if you don't want to spend a lot of money, get a cheap farmer car or come up here to Tracy's place and get you a car. Buy you a car up here from them, buy a controller, box, starter kit.
That's right, man. Good sales pitch there, right there. Absolutely. Come up here to Slot Car Garage, the track in White House, where, I mean, he's got everything, Mr. Go Fast, Tracy Brown. But, Will, I got your call, man. I really appreciate you calling in. We got your name down for that 3D printed chassis, and we look forward to announcing a winner, lady.
Hey, John.
Later, excuse me. Go ahead, man. What's up?
Anytime, can you put the radio on in the shop?
I think Tracy's going to try to do that, so we'll get to him in just a second. So, well, thanks for calling in, Will. We really appreciate it. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Will Henley called in, and we really appreciate your patience. And, man, I'm sure you can kind of hear it. We're a little off. I am extremely frustrated, but you know what? It is what it is. Let's move on. We got a great show. We got a big show lined up for you guys tonight. Got a great interview with a guy tonight that everybody in the slot car world is going to know. He is absolutely famous, one of the best, if not the best ever. But you're joining us tonight, Johnny Showtime. I'm the host here, the 10 for 10. I'm the CEO here for the 10 for 10 Network. I'm joined with the co-host, Mr. Go Fast, Tracy Brown. We're bringing you this electric and exciting show all about slot car racing and drag racing. We're going to talk about some winners. We're going to recap some stuff tonight for you guys. We're going to go over a lot of exciting things that are in the slot car world. Again, we want to apologize. I'm one of those, I got to apologize 100 times just for the quality. But just stick with us tonight. We're going to give you an hour like we always promise. We started a little late, but that's okay. We're back on here. We're good to go. We're going to have a big interview, like I said, here in just a little bit. It kind of probably works out perfectly that this all happens. So we can get to the interview first, and you guys can hear who we got on the line. It's going to be absolutely awesome. Watching some YouTube videos of this guy earlier, and it's just like perfection. It really, really is. I kind of put on the link here. You can see it at the bottom. It says, tell your mama, tell your daddy, tell your kids, and your neighbor. Go Fast Radio's on Thursday night, 6:30 Central. We're going to blow that roof off. We also got shows on Tuesday night called The Huddle at 6:30. Yours truly, Johnny Showtime. We talk about football, some fantasy football, all kinds of sports and NBA. We also talk about on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m., we've got a college football show called 10 for 10 U with White Boy Stu and Chris Slayton. Absolutely unbelievable show. It's such a good show. I listened to it today, and the guys are just getting better and better. Absolutely great. And then next week, I promise you, I'm sure we'll be giving something out like we always do. But Johnny Showtime, just for the issues that we've also had the last couple weeks here in the 10 for 10, it's a responsibility to make sure the quality and things are better. I'm definitely going to meet with Mr. Go Fast, and we're going to get this thing going. But I'm going to throw something in the bucket next week, too, to give away to something here at the slot car race, maybe a gift card, a gift certificate, something on top of maybe what we're going to give away, just to give back to you guys to show my apologies and everything for the mishaps the last 2 weeks. So stick with us. But we're giving away tonight that 3D-printed chassis. Saw a picture of it. This is something you're going to want to get your hands on. It is absolutely super cool. It's a big, big thing. Mr. GoFast, let me turn this over to you. And for everybody that's listening in that doesn't know what a 3D printed chassis is, can you explain to them kind of what this is and what it goes to and just kind of the roundabout of that 3D chassis?
The 3D chassis was this one that I have is designed by Rapid Slot. They I've teamed up with them to help promote this car. It's turned out to be a pretty good car. We run them here at the Slot Cars Rust the Track. We've had good luck with them. They're very durable. They've took a lot of the crash tests that we put them through, and we think they're going to be really good. So we're going to give one away tonight. It's a new white one. I built it myself to give away on this show. I'd like for you guys to call in, and we'll put your name in the hat for the winner. And like I talked to, I said earlier, I was talking to Gary this morning, and he was finishing up the sides on the track. He was trimming them down today. He had asked me for the for some color chart to paint it with. We will be going with a black surface. It will be painted red underneath, and we're excited. Hopefully, from everything we've talked about, Gary and I, that he'll be somewhere either the week before Thanksgiving, or the week of Thanksgiving, or the week after Thanksgiving. So we're excited about getting it up and getting it going and moving on to the Hillbilly Nats. We got those coming up in January. And that's going to be a big event. We've got Buf. He's going to be on the show later tonight. Paul Peterson. He'll be here to race in the Hillbilly Nats. He's 7-time in a row national champion and still counting. 5-time world champion. 25-time national champion altogether. And to win 7 national events in a row in opens is phenomenal. For you people out there that's never seen an open race, you should Google it and Google Group 7 Racing and see it online. And if you get a chance to be here for the Hillbilly Nats and come in and see it live, it's phenomenal. And for him to win 7 in a row is out of this world. So, do we have a caller, Johnny?
We do.
All right, I'm going to turn it back over to Johnny for a minute.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, again, thank you so much for sticking with us tonight. We're taking calls at 347-857-1043. We're giving away that 3D printed chassis. You got to get your hands on this. We got a caller, Mr. GoFast. It goes by the name Chubby. What's going on, Chubby? Thanks for joining us tonight, man. Thanks for your patience. Like we said, 2 weeks in a row in the difficulty with some technical stuff. But you know what? We're here. Thank you for your support. How's it going, Chubbs? How's it going, man?
It's going excellent. How about yourself?
Good, buddy. Thanks you so much for calling in, and we really appreciate it.
I appreciate it as well. This is pretty unbelievable what you guys are doing for the hobby itself.
We're getting it. We're getting it. We're getting there, man. We're going to get things better and better every week. For all you fans out there, the numbers are great. So we just want to thank you again for your support. I'm going to turn it over to Mr. GoFast. So there you go, brother.
Great.
Hey, Chubby.
What's up, baby? How are you?
Fine. I'm excited you called in. I was going to give you guys a call here in a couple of weeks and let you talk about the world champions coming up there to Port Jeff.
Okay,
and,
great.
I'd like to get you and Doug on the show and talk about the world championships coming up. And man, I sure appreciate you calling in tonight. That is
absolutely
awesome. What's going on up there at Port Jeff? Anything exciting?
You know, we got a weekly racing going on tonight, and then I'm just preparing. I'm going to Brazil next week for the Brazilian Nationals at Gugu's track. So preparing for that. And then my next big race will be down in White House, Tennessee.
Coming to the Hillbilly Nationals.
That's right. Got everything situated. I believe it's going to be myself, Doug, Larry and Skinner, I believe, is coming.
Oh, man, the Yankees are coming south.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
I look forward
to
it.
Hey,
records.
Oh, we're planning on it, man. Matter of fact, I don't know if you heard earlier, but Gary just sent me new pictures, and we'll be posting those on our Facebook after the show. I haven't even seen them yet, so I'm excited to open those up and look at them.
Great. I look forward to seeing them.
Give us a little bit about your trip going to Brazil. I like to. When are you leaving out?
I leave Wednesday night. I get there Thursday morning, and then I arrive back JFK the following Wednesday.
What will you
be
racing
for about a week?
You?
I'm gonna race one motor open and Group 7.
No 27 light?
Not this time around. You know, I would love to. I just don't have really the time right now to get everything situated with my program. But for the future, yeah, that'll be something that I'll be racing as well.
For people out there that doesn't know, Chubby is, I think, aren't you 10-time national champion?
Yes.
I don't have my notes in front of me. I wasn't prepared for you to call me, but that's just off the top of my head.
Yeah, no, it's all good.
What year was your first national championship?
My first one was 2005. It was actually a scale. My first one was a scale. And then my first wing car was 2006 in Chicago.
Gotcha.
For wing cars.
Didn't you just get back from the Scale Nats or the Worlds, ISRA Worlds in Prague?
Yeah, that was unbelievable experience. Absolutely incredible. Never experienced anything like that. You know, with the amount of entries and just the way everything was set up, privilege to race with those guys. It was unbelievable to race against 120 other people.
How did you end up faring in that race?
In 132nd Euro, I had some unfortunate luck. I got a 10-lap penalty for missing marshalling. I would have made the move up to the semis, so I ended up finishing the 30 range. F1, I finished, I believe, in the 50s. And then 124th Euro, I ended up qualifying fourth, which was really, I was happy for that. First time racing Eurosport at that type of level. I had some controller failure in the eight quarter. I don't even know where I finished, but overall I learned a lot. It was a great experience.
Well, awesome, man. You're just on a world tour this year, aren't you?
I know. Yeah, I've been very fortunate and lucky to do, you know, what I've been doing and over the years, and great support with family and friends and everything, and boss has been lucky letting me take off,
Bill,
you know, to go.
Is Bill Kerr going with you to Brazil?
He is going to Brazil with me.
Awesome. Tell Bill I said hi. We're going to get him on the show sometime, too.
That'll be great.
Awesome. I appreciate you calling in, Chubby, and we're going to get back with you guys when it gets a little bit closer to the World Championships.
Okay, great.
Thanks for calling in. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. I look forward to tuning in the rest of the show.
All right, thanks. We're going to have Buff on here in a little while. We're going to see if we can harass him a little bit.
Okay, great.
All right, thanks, Chubby.
Thank you.
All right, Johnny, back to you.
All right, there we go, ladies and gentlemen. Unbelievable call. That was a pretty cool call from Chubby. And I didn't know, I think you've talked about him before to me, Tracy, just of how he, you talked about Buth and you talked about Chubby, how they, you know, they're
talking. Johnny, I wasn't hearing what you were talking about.
Look who we got there. The man, the myth, the legend.
Just a guy.
Man, Tracy. Just a guy, that's what he's going to call him. But, hey, Tracy speaks big of you, Buth, and I really appreciate you calling in tonight, Paul. It is an honor to be able to talk about with you slot cars. I'm still new into the game.
Sure.
I don't have a car yet or anything, but I really appreciate your patience.
I'm sure
tonight.
Tracy could hook you up with something that would go fast.
Oh, I like what you did right there. I like what you did right there. But, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. Paul Pearson, the Buth. I'm going to turn it over to Tracy for the interview. Thanks so much.
Yep, you bet.
Hey, Paul, you there?
I'm here, buddy.
Hey, man, how are you doing tonight?
Pretty good. Sorry
awesome.
To keep you
I'm
waiting.
You
just had to take care of some things.
Hey, family first.
Yes, sir,
no
every
problem.
Time.
I have a question right off the bat.
Yep.
Wally and I was talking about this earlier. Where did your nickname Beauf come from?
Oh, wow. Okay. Long story short, before I was even driving a vehicle, my mom used to drive me to races, and I went to my first NorCal race, and the first NorCal race I went to, I had borrowed, Fred Hood used to hand out, like, ready-to-run box 15s. They were 15s at the time, not 12. And he would hand them out to get new racers involved and everything. And so they talked me into coming to this race. My mom drove me to the race. Well, prior to that race on that day, my mom and I had watched Smokey and the Bandit, right, the night before. And so I was out there, and I was racing, and I was doing really well and having some good results. And Rudy Garriga from Slick 7 was actually announcing the race. And he couldn't say my last name. It's pronounced Pedersen, but he would say Penderson or Patterson or Peterson. And so as a joke, I just said to Rudy, hey, can you say Buford? Because remember the sheriff, Buford T. Justice, right, in the movie? And I don't know why, but just for some stupid reason, I said, can you say Buford? And then Rudy goes, Buford, yeah, okay, I got it. And then from then on, they just kind of called me that as a nickname, and then it kind of stuck. And then over the years, it kind of got shortened up to Buf. And then I helped with the design of the Buf Express chassis back in 2000 for Coford Engineering. And since then, we have just progressed and made small revisions over the years for the quicker, faster tracks. And so there's a long story short.
Awesome. And you also the owner of Balance by Buf.
You do, yes, sir.
Tell us a little bit about Balance by Buf. What do you do?
Basically, just recondition, rebalance armatures, and then, you know, repair motors, build custom-built setups and motors and pro-mount bodies and chassis and any type of repair or service someone might need.
Yeah, when I talked to you earlier, you was getting some stuff ready for Brazil for the championships down there.
Yeah, just had some recondition, rebalance for guys, and then some body kits that I had to get done and out, and then wish them guys the best of luck. I think they'll do well.
Awesome. We just had Chubby on the show right before you.
Oh, cool. Fantastic. My bro. There you go.
Yeah, he called in. We're going to get him back on the show before the world's up there at Port Jeff. So he called in, and we talked to him for a while. It was a great conversation.
Yeah, great. Yeah, he's your current world and national OMO champ.
Absolutely. And I've got his car in the counter, and anybody that comes in here can check it out. I got yours in the counter. I got all of them in the counter.
Super, yeah. I look forward to coming to your race. Hillbilly Nats should be rocking. It's always good to see some good friends and have some good fun, and then if you do well, it's a bonus.
Awesome. And I just talked to Gary earlier today, and he sent me some new pictures. We haven't even posted them yet. So,
fantastic.
Going to get a new look tonight on Facebook right after the show, so everybody
Super.
Can check that out too.
Yeah, I can't wait to get on G21, man. It's going to be ripper fun.
Oh, man, I'm excited. I'm glad you're coming to Tennessee and a race with us. I don't think you've ever been to Tennessee before.
Nope, have not. I'm looking forward to coming with my bro Rich from California. Hopefully he won't freeze his butt off.
Maybe it won't be too bad. We at that time of year anyway. So
sure.
You never know about the weather in Tennessee. It can change at any minute. So
yep.
We sure appreciate you coming on the show. It's great
to
have
problem,
you.
Yeah, no problem, man. It's great to be here, and I'm glad you guys got me to call in, and it's fun to talk to you about slot cars.
Man, I hope you catch a couple of the podcasts. And for everybody that doesn't know this, your wife, Sherry, isn't she also a national champion?
Yeah, Sherry actually won many races. We traveled and raced together, and she actually became a world and national title holder before I did. And I actually learned a lot of her being, a very good racer and putting 8 heats together, and the one with the most laps is the winner. And she taught me that years ago.
Where did you guys meet at?
We actually met in Sacramento, where we both grew up.
Okay.
I didn't know.
I remember the first time I seen you was, I think, in Georgia on the Purple Mile down there.
Let's see, in Georgia, was that the 94 Nats, I believe?
I believe it was the 94
Nats. Yeah, that was Joe Redman's place that he had the Nats in the hotel. We were racing on a King track under the chandeliers.
Was that what was your first Nats you ever went to?
First Nats was Clovis, California in 1984.
in 84.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Gotcha. Yeah, I met Sherry in 88, and then we married in 92, and the rest is history, as they say.
Oh, man, I'm telling you. I would like for Sherry to come back and race a race sometime. I think that'd be awesome.
You never know. Maybe one day she will. I'm sure she wouldn't miss a beat, and she'd just get right back in there.
She'd be back on the top pretty quick.
Okay. She'd probably do all right.
I think so. Well, thanks, Paul. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Johnny. I'm going to turn it over to you.
Hey, Paul, you still there?
Yes, sir.
All right. Thanks, man. I really appreciate you calling in to 10 for 10. We had some technical issues last week and this week, but I appreciate all the callers that are calling in and that are being patient with us. We're giving away some stuff.
Cool.
But like I was telling Tracy earlier, we put a YouTube video of you up, and I was watching it, and Tracy was like, I did that video. That's the video
I
did.
Yeah, I remember that from the Nats in 13, I believe, Chicago.
Yeah, I think that's what, yeah. But like I said, I really appreciate you calling, but we actually got a fan, a caller that comes up here a lot. We kind of give him a hard time. But that's kind of how I got interested in here in the slot car world, the drag racing world. And Chris Alsop's on the line. He wanted to talk to you and, you know, ask a question. And
sure.
Before he asks you a question, you cannot hold our friendship, our new friendship, on anything that Chris is about to ask you.
Okay, it's Chris, all good. No problem.
Chris is a great guy. And, Chris, you're on the air with the Buf.
Hey, Paul, this is Chris. And real quick, I'll give you a little bit of a background. I've been working with Tracy and Go Fast Products since the beginning.
Great.
And so your name is very familiar with me, to me. I've handled all of his marketing and website work for 10 years now. And
okay.
So I think back to what you just mentioned, 2013 in Chicago and that video.
Uh-huh.
And I've always wanted to ask you one thing since then, and this may be humorous, but if you recall, there was an award for the winner of that race. Do you recall the award that you received?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. So you have this national championship ring. And sometimes when you're listening to a sports show, you may, get a question to a Super Bowl winner. You know, where is that ring today? So I want to ask you, currently in your home or wherever it may be, where is your national championship ring?
It is in a curio cabinet.
Isn't that great? So,
yep.
How I was curious, you've been a
no,
lot of
amazing.
No,
that was 2011 time. When we raced at Chick's Hobbies.
Oh, was that one 2011?
Yep,
said,
that was 2011 when we raced at Chick's Hobbies, and then Rogers was Chicago for that from that video that Tracy did.
Yeah, Tracy's introduced me to this years ago, and ever since, you know, Go Fast Products and Slot Cars Are Us and everything has grown over the years, your name's been a big part of that. We've been, you know, posting things about you and marketing and everything that Slot Cars Are Us and Go Fast Products has done where you've been involved. The one thing I always think about is that ring and that picture of you and Tracy where you got that ring on right after that race.
Oh, yeah, that was a pretty proud moment, man. I was, like, so excited to win that ring and put it on, and then it felt like, you know, I won, like, the Super Bowl of slot car racing.
Well, that's what I thought, too, and I can't believe you say 2011. I can't believe it's been that long ago, but congratulations to all of your accomplishments, and I really
appreciate it.
Yeah, and I look forward to meeting you when you come up here to Nashville.
For sure. Yeah, very grateful. It had some good results, and it wouldn't be possible without my support group here at home and great team members along the way.
Well, thanks for taking my call. You guys have a great night. See you soon.
All right, thanks. You too also.
Bye-bye.
All right, there we go, ladies and gentlemen. Chris Alsop calling in. Chris is a big marketing guy here for Slot Cars R Us, the track. He helps out Tracy, Mr. GoFast, a lot. Well, Paul the Buf, we really appreciate you calling in, supporting the 10 for 10 and the GoFast Radio. We're still looking for
no
a
problem.
Name. We got a lot of people calling in last week trying to pitch a different name, so we're not sure where we're going to go with it yet with the name. But I can't wait to meet you at the race here in Whitehouse.
Yeah, look forward to meeting you guys and seeing some friends of old and making some new.
Absolutely, man. Have a good night. Thank you so much. We'll get you back on soon.
All right, thanks. Take care now.
Have a good night. See you. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. It's Paul Peterson, the Buf. probably hands down one of the best slot car racers out there, if not one of the best, or if not the best. You know, Chubb's calling in earlier. He's got a lot of, woodwork behind him. They call that like a trophy. It's what a lot of people say, a lot of woodwork on his mantle. But, man, unbelievable interview. And, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for sticking with us tonight. Big interview right there. But, Mr. GoFast, we've got another caller tonight. And the caller goes by the name Candy Cane. And I'm not sure if this is a prank call or what this is. But, hey, we're going to see who this is. So, Mr. GoFast, I'm going to take it over to you and let you talk to Candy Cane.
Awesome. Candy Cane, are you there?
I'm here. How are you?
Who is it?
Y'all got Drag Track up there?
No.
Y'all got Drag Track up there?
Yes, we do. We have a fast track.
I've got lots of drag cars. I'm going to bring my drag cars up there.
This happens to be my wife calling.
Let me talk on the air.
Yes, so we are. You're on there. What do you want to talk about? You want to talk about your concession stand?
Yeah, I was just commenting on y'all.
Well, we appreciate all you do up here. She is the life behind this place. She runs the popcorn peanuts.
It's a delay or something. Jack. I'm in there, and I'm talking now on the other phone. It's a delay.
Are you on your cell phone?
I'm on Brandon's cell phone, but he's listening to me on my cell phone, and then we're just now talking.
Okay. Maybe his cell phone's a little slower.
Yeah, it's a delay.
Well, thanks for calling in.
What, did I win anything?
I'll put your name in the hat.
What am I in for?
For a new 3D printed chassis.
Oh, that's okay. You can let somebody else win it.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling in.
Okay.
Bye.
Hey, let me tell you what. That lady right there can cook a mean hot dog. I eat at least one or two of them suckers a week. And whenever she started talking a little bit, Mr. GoFast, I thought, wait a second. I've heard this voice. I know who this is. But, hey, give me your thoughts so far, man. Tell me a little bit more about Buse and kind of how you guys met. And just, I mean, watching that video earlier was absolutely unbelievable. How just, I mean, fast is not the word. I kind of like what he did right there talking about, you know, get Tracy, Mr. GoFast, to get you a car that goes fast. I kind of like what he did. But tell us, all the listeners, everybody listening, kind of how you met Paul, the Buse, and y'all's relationship.
Well, actually, I met him in Georgia, and I don't remember the year of that Nats. It was the Purple Mile down there. It was in Fayetteville, Georgia, and he was there, and we just kind of hit it off. He was a young guy. He was energetic and very helpful, and he hit it off with a good friend of mine, Vernon Haynes, at that time. I traveled with Vernon, and him and Vernon was good friends, and we just all clicked together. It just all worked out from then on. And I've known Buse for a long time. He's a good friend of mine. And all these guys are good guys. It's coming to this race in January. You're going to see the best racers in the world to be here. We got them coming from all over. Gugu is coming from Brazil, and we've got guys coming from California. Reg is coming from the islands. I mean, it's going to be this race here at Slot Cars Rust is going to be a real special race for 2016. All right, Johnny, you got another caller yet?
We do not, and that's what we're going about to push right here. Ladies and gentlemen, we're giving away that new 3D printed chassis tonight. You got to give us a call, though, 347-857-1043. That's right, the 3D printed chassis. All you got to do is give us a call. We're going to put your name in a hat. I know we're starting a little later tonight. We might take a commercial break here in just a second, but the number, I'll say it kind of slower for everybody can catch it, 347-857-1043. If you're listening on the link through Facebook or through some of the blogs that you guys follow. The number should be on there in the description of the show. You could probably click that. It might take you, depending on what kind of phone you got. Some smartphones work that way. But we appreciate everyone's support, and we appreciate Paul Pearson calling in. We appreciate Chubby calling in, and we appreciate the mystery caller, Candy Cane, calling in. Candy Cane, if you don't know her, ladies and gentlemen, can cook a really good hot dog. She is very nice when she hands me a Mountain Dew every week. And for all the food that I've eaten here, and I know Chris is still listening in, he needs to pay his tab. I've ran up a lot of hot dogs and some Mountain Dews on his tab. But other than that, hey, look who's calling in. We've got another caller, and we're just going to go ahead and put this caller on air right now. I have no clue who this caller is, and it doesn't matter. But welcome to Go Fast Radio. Who we got? Where are you calling from?
This is Robert from literally right down the road.
There he is, ladies and gentlemen. I was waiting for it all night. If you guys obviously listening in that live in other states or that don't visit here at Slot Cars R Us, the track, this gentleman literally lives right up the road. And that's the nickname I gave him a couple weeks ago, and I think it stuck. It seems like it has. What's going on, Robert?
Not much. I just want my name in the hat.
Absolutely, man. I'll write it down. Let me turn it over to Tracy. And,
hang on.
Sure, go ahead.
You were full of jokes last week. Tell us another one.
Oh, man, you put me on the spot there. I don't know. I'd have to think of a good one and maybe give it to you guys tomorrow night. I'm full of corny, cheesy jokes. Maybe I can do that next week on air. I kind of just have to – it pops into my brain. And I'm like, oh, I got to tell this joke. I can't hold it, you know. It's not a secret or nothing. So, but, hey, let me turn it over to Tracy real quick. And Tracy, you on there?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
All right, let's rock and roll.
Hey, Robert. I got a question about your $100 wing car you raced last week. Did you cut the tires back to the hub on that car?
No, I didn't.
That's why your car is not as fast as our cars. I looked at your car last week and I didn't notice it. And after the race, I think Wally noticed it or somebody that you hadn't cut your tires back to the hub. And so if you cut those tires back this week, I think you'll be very competitive.
All right. I won't be there this week, but I'll be there the week after, going on vacation again.
Where are you guys going?
We're going to someplace warm where the beer flows like wine and the women flock to men like the salmon of Capistrani.
Okay.
I don't know if you know where that's from.
No,
Dumb and Dumber.
I've heard that line before, but I don't know where that's at.
That's Aspen, Colorado.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, leaving out Saturday morning, so I won't. Sorry, go ahead.
I said I'm a fan of the mountains myself.
Yeah, the mountains and the Rockies are a whole lot different than what they are over here in Knoxville.
Especially when the mountains are blue.
I hope you have a good, safe trip, and we'll get to work on that $100 wing car when you get back, and we'll get you up to speed.
All right, maybe I'll win the plastic car for my wife, and she can have something to play with.
Awesome. We'll put your name in the hat.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you, Robert. See you when you get back. All right, Johnny, over to you.
Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. We got Robert from literally down the road. Good little funny name. Cool little cheesy nickname we've got him. We got earlier we got Will calling in, Chubby called in. I put Candy Cane's name down. I know she said not to do it, but hey, you never know. But hey, we're still taking some callers. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We're going to hear a word from some of the 10 for 10 sponsors. We've got Jason's Barbershop here in White House, Tennessee. We got Johnson's Woodwork up in Portland where they do some custom home furniture. And that guy can pretty much turn anything. If you got old scrap wood and you have a kind of an idea or whatever, he can help turn that into, you know, a nice dinner table, a coffee table. I've seen some of his work, and it's absolutely phenomenal. We also have a sponsor in Hendersonville with UFC Gym. They recently just opened. They're having a grand opening this weekend. Talking about the UFC gym where they train, they teach self-defense. They do a lot of really neat things. And a lot of people ask me whenever we talk about that is, you know, can I go there and become a fighter? No. It's more of a workout gym. I mean, they're going to have all kinds of punching bags. They're going to be doing classes, kids classes, women, self-defense classes. They got a lot of neat things whenever I got to have like a little tour there. And it was really, really cool. So we're going to hear a word from our sponsors, and then we're going to come back and we're going to get into some more show for you guys, talk some slot guards. Don't forget, the number's 347-857-1043, where we're repping Middle Tennessee. And we're giving away that new, brand new 3D printed chassis. So give us a second. We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to get fresh. It's time to get a little clean. We'll go to the man himself, the master, Jason Neely. 13 years of experience as a barber. Haircuts are $12, flat tops are $14. Located in White House, Tennessee at 147 Raymond Hirsch Parkway. Give Jason the master a call today at 615-440-3049.
What it do? It's your boy, White Boy Stu. And if you're having 10 for 10 Network withdrawal Sunday through Friday, it's okay, because here at the 10 for 10 Network, we have the antidote for you. You can follow us on Facebook or Twitter at the 10 for 10 Network. If you'd like to follow Johnny on Twitter, it's at Johnny Showtime. If you want to follow me, White Boy Stu, on Twitter, it's at GoGators_SNT. So make sure to like and share, and you never know, you might just hear your name on the air.
Ever wanted some custom furniture or maybe some professional work done to give your house that country feel? Well, check out Johnson's Woodwork in Portland, Tennessee, where they take reclaimed oak and barn wood to spruce up your house. Give David Johnson a call today at 615-419-5350, where the wood is good.
Well, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is host Johnny Showtime. I'm the CEO here at the 10 for 10 Network. You're listening in to Go Fast Radio. We've got a lot of different names out there that a lot of people pitched to us last week. Some super neat ones, really. If I had to pick a winner, I would go with Drew's Go Fast Slotcast. It had a little ring to it. I kind of like that if I had to choose a winner. But we're going to kind of keep pushing around a couple more weeks just to see what else is out there. So don't forget, if you got an idea for the name of the show, we're willing to take your name, maybe hook you up with some product, maybe a gift certificate or something. We're going to figure it out. But like I said, I'm the host, Johnny Showtime. I've been doing this for about a year. We got a show on Tuesday night for you guys at 6:30 Central, talking some NFL football, fantasy football. We're getting into a little bit NBA now that the NBA has started. We start there at 6:30 p.m. Central Time. Then on Wednesday nights, we got a show where we talk about nothing college football, absolutely nothing but college football, where Stuart Thompson and Chris Slayton are the hosts for you guys on that show. And it's absolutely unbelievable, man. They are super talented guys. They know all things about college football, every conference, uniforms, coaches, who's on the hot seat. I mean, it's really neat how they have just really broke it down. Unbelievable show. Then on Thursday nights, we've got this show for you guys, Go Fast Radio, Slot Cars R Us, The Track, Go Fast Slotcast. We're not sure where we're going to go with that, like I said. But we start this show at 6:30 Central. We were running way behind tonight due to some technical issues again. And that's okay. It happens. We're going to get it fixed. We're going to look into some other options to make sure the quality And the show is going to be easy access for you guys, where it's easy for you guys to call in. It's easy for you guys to listen. And I can guarantee you it will be fixed and changed next week. And we're going to throw in, we're going to really soup up the pot next week, maybe with some more interviews, maybe a two-hour show, maybe throw in a big gift share. I don't know yet. We're going to talk with Mr. GoFast, but it's absolutely 100%. We apologize for that inconvenience. But we're going to give you a couple more minutes, a little bit more time to give us a call. So if you want to try to win that 3D printed chassis, we also want to talk about another sponsor that we have is a guy that I've met up here at the Slot Cars R Us, the track. He is the owner of Homestead Storage Barns and absolutely great, great company. And what it is, ladies and gentlemen, if you've never heard of it, the owner is Josh Patterson. And Josh is a good buddy of mine and good, really good friends with Tracy Brown and a lot of people that come up here. He brings his son Tad up here. It is just pretty much what he does is he builds those. You see a lot of these people, they have that term go green, where they build these small homes to be eco-friendly. A good way to save a lot of money. I mean, you can buy one of these homes for $30,000 and save you a ton of money. So other than that, check it out. Josh Patterson, Homestead Storage Barns. Find it on Facebook. Give it a like. Hey, looks like we got another caller here, Mr. GoFast. We're going to go ahead and bring him on live. And who we got here, caller, tell us your name and let us know where you're calling from.
This is Christy Elmore calling from Greenbrier, Tennessee.
All right. Hey, Christy, how are you doing?
Doing fine. I'm just wondering if you think y'all ever have a drag racing power puff.
Oh, that's a good question. Quite possible.
I think it would be fun, a lot of fun.
Would you race in it?
Yeah, I would. Mm-hmm.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, we might be able to pull that off. That would be a fun thing to do sometime. I appreciate the idea. I will write that down, and we'll see what we can come up with.
All right, thank you.
Thanks for calling in the show.
All right, bye.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Chrissy Elmore calling in from Greenbrier, Tennessee. Had a question about some powder puff racing. That's a kind of a neat idea. I never really thought of that. Get some more people up here at Slot Cars R Us, the track in White House, Tennessee. We're going to give you about another minute or two if you want to call in, put your name in for this drawing for the 3D printed chassis. We want to give everybody a big, big thank you for calling in. Paul Peterson, the Beauf, calling in tonight. One of the best slot car racers out there. Absolutely unbelievable championships that he has. And just continuous streak of just dominance is what it is. Chubby for calling in. Will Henley, Candy Kane, Robert calling in. We really appreciate all the support week by week. Don't forget to tune in next week at 6:30 Central Time, where Johnny Showtime and Mr. GoFast are going to be on here. Like I said, next week's going to be a huge show. We were really wanting this show to be big for you guys. We really appreciate all the calls, like I said, but next week, we're going to sweeten the pot. I mean, we're going to put it all over Facebook. We're going to put it all over the blogs, all over social media, what we're going to give away next week. And we got some big, big surprises for you. Mr. GoFast, give me your thoughts.
Yeah, next week I'm going to try to get Gary Gurning back on the cast and let him talk about where he's at and how the track's looking. And like I said, we got new pictures that's going to be posted as soon as this show is over. I'm excited about to see them. I haven't even seen them myself. They come through my email right as we went on the air. So, and I know that this is pretty much the finished product other than being painted. So you're going to get a real good look at how the track is shaping up and what to expect when it gets here. We're expecting a world-class racetrack here. Gary's doing his best to build a track like he's never built before. So we're excited to see what he's come up with, and we're going to be working hard to make this one of the best races of 2016. We've got a lot of people showing up for this race, and we're going to put on a great show here in White House, Tennessee for everybody. All right, Johnny, you got anything else?
Yes, sir. We've got one more caller, and this is a big caller here. This really is kind of threw me for a loop.
because of where this person's calling from. And this is the second time ever in the 10 for 10 network history. This is a big history thing right here, ladies and gentlemen. We've got a guy calling in from not in the United States of America. He's calling in from a long ways away, somewhere where I got to visit 2 years ago, because one of my brothers lives in, he used to live in Sydney, Australia. But this is Lindsay calling in from Sydney, Australia. I got a brother right now. I was telling Lindsay in the lobby that lives in Melbourne. He's in the country music industry. Lindsay, thank you so much for calling in tonight. We really appreciate your support. How's it going, man?
Good, great, great. I just thought I'd call in, say that this is a really good concept. I like what you guys are doing, and I think it's a good thing, especially a good thing for the sport. And so I just thought I would ring in and give you some encouragement.
Well, absolutely, man. We thank you for the support. Tell us kind of a little bit about you or how you're in slot cars. Mr. I have no experience. I just got into this maybe a month ago. I know Tracy, Mr. GoFast is on here with me. He's got tons of experience, years of experience. Give us kind of a background of who you are so we can kind of, you know, have a relationship with you and get to know you a little better.
Okay, I've been racing for a long time, since probably I started when I was 10. I've now just turned 60, so it's a long time racing. I've had some times in and out when I haven't been, but, you know, it's a long time. I actually lived in Atlanta in the USA for about 3 years and raced with the guys over there. And I've met Tracy a couple of times. So, yeah, I've racing all types of things, wing cars mainly, but we're now doing retros and we're doing GT1, like JK Hawk motor cars. So, yeah, varied lots of things.
Hey,
so, yeah.
Hey, Lindsay, it's Tracy. I'm here with you now. I am so glad you called in, and it's awesome that you guys are listening to us over there. What time is it over there?
It's about 11. It's actually 12:30 in the middle of the day.
12:30 in the middle of the day. Man, that's awesome. It's
yep.
It's 7:30-ish here at night, and we appreciate you guys listening over there. And I have a Wayne Bramble and Cody and Rick.
Yeah,
they're all good friends of mine from Australia. Have you been you been down to Wayne's place lately and raced?
I live about 5 miles from Wayne's track.
Really?
I set it up. I was there when Gary was out there building it. So yeah, I have known Wayne since I was 15 years of age.
I've known Wayne a long time myself. When he spent time in
the
United States for several years, we raced together in the Southern USRA a lot. So, yes, he's a good guy. How's the racing going down there?
Good. We've got a great track. We've got the G18, which is probably going to be very similar, will be very similar to what you've got. Gary came out and he built that Easter last year. I think he finished it.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been running on that for the last 18 months.
What kind of times do y'all turn?
Right.
What kind of times?
Which class?
I don't. Opens 27 light.
Group 7. We're racing in 1/8. We actually only run spray glue on the track. We don't glue it at all. We don't run glue in Australia at all. It's now totally spray glue. So
mm-hmm.
We race on Group 7 at about 1/8, 27 lights, one high 1/9s, Group 12s, you're probably down into 2/3s is a quick Group 12 time. Don't really do I-15s. Excuse me. We don't have any Cobalt 12s. We're doing about 2/9s with Group F with the JK Hawk motor.
Uh-huh.
So,
yeah, we've started the F class here. Been real popular.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And then
well, I sure appreciate
retros.
You calling in tonight.
Yep. Okay. Anyway, I thought I'd just shout out and great. I like the stuff you're doing. I think it's really, really good. And yeah, keep it up.
Well, tell Wayne I'll get him on the show one night and we'll talk about some racing going on down there in Australia.
Yep. That would be really, really good.
And what's the other track there? King Willie's? Is that the other one?
King Willie's is in Melbourne, which is probably about 1,000 kilometres away from actually 600 miles from where we are. So it's an aeroplane flight. We've got three more tracks up in Queensland, which is, again, about 600-700 miles up north. And we've got another track that we race on in Sydney, which is at a place called Hornsby, which is probably about 20 minutes from where I live. So I've got two really, really good tracks to race on, Wayne's track and the one in Hornsby.
Awesome. Hey, I'm going to turn you back over to Johnny just for a minute. He has a question for you, I think, and I appreciate you calling in. And tell Wayne we're going to get him on the show one night.
Okay, I will do that.
Thank you.
Well, Lindsay, I got a quick question, man. I'm very interested. Whenever I was over there in Sydney with my brother, I tell people when they ask about how Sydney is, not being a native Australian or anything like that, I tell them one of my favorite things over there was eating kangaroo. And people like to freak out here about that, but I told them how delicious it was. And then we went to a Swans game, which is, I guess, the Australian type football. What is it about? How is there people over there? How big is slot car racing in the Sydney area or Melbourne?
It's a sport that's been around for a long time, and it has a lot of dedicated races been running for a very long time. And it's got that base. It's probably much the state that racing in the US is. It's not mainstream. It's more background, but all the centres we race out at commercial centres like Tracy. So it's still I wouldn't say it's booming, but I wouldn't say it's dying as well. It's probably maintained this status quo for the last 10 or 15 years.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's very interesting. I've gotten in it the last month and a half. It's really fun. But Lindsay, man, thank you so much for calling in. I really appreciate the support halfway across the world. I really do. Very interesting. You ought to check out my brother. We always close the show with one of my brother's songs. He's in the music industry over there. He goes by the name Jasper Hollis. I don't know if it's something you've ever heard. He was big on the Toyota Star Maker kind of music scene. Check him out. Really appreciate it. But thank you so much, Lindsay, for giving us a call.
No problem. Okay.
Take care. Have a good night. See ya.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Yes, sir.
I think we need to have a contest next week and see who we can get to call in from the furthest away from White House, Tennessee.
Hey, that's brilliant. I like the idea. So there we go. That's going to be one of the contests. We might have a couple because I want to go big next week to make up for a lot of things. So that you hear it right here, right now. We'll promote it all over social media, Facebook, blogs. We'll get it out there. Whoever calls in from the furthest away from White House, Tennessee, we'll probably nail you a prize. We'll get you something to show our support for you for the GoFast Radio. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Great idea for Mr. GoFast. Whoever calls in from the furthest away, all over the world. Right there, that's the winner right there, is Lindsay from Sydney, Australia. Well, hey, let's do a quick drawing for the 3D printed chassis. And did you write the name down, or do you want me to do that?
I've got a winner right here.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have a winner for the 3D printed chassis, and the winner is
Lindsay from Australia.
There you go. That's a FedEx. FedEx is going to be happy about that one. So, well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much, Lindsay, for calling in. You are the new winner for the 3D printed chassis. Ladies and gentlemen, go ahead, Tracy.
Yeah, hit me up, Lindsay, on Facebook, and I'll get your address, and I'll get this out in the mail to you. And I appreciate you calling in. And I appreciate all the other callers, too.
Absolutely, ladies and gentlemen. There you go. Thank you so much for listening tonight on the GoFast Radio on the 10 for 10 network. Tune in next week, Thursday night, 6:30 p.m. sharp. We will start on 6:30. I can guarantee you, I'll bet you whatever we want to bet, we will be on there at 6:30. Thank you for your patience tonight. Absolutely fun show. Thank you for Buford calling in, Lindsay all the way from Australia.
Chubb's calling in. We really appreciate all the support, ladies and gentlemen. Share the show. Find us on Facebook. Find us on Twitter. Find Slot Cars R Us on Facebook or Twitter. Everybody have a great week. Be careful and get ready for Thanksgiving because we're about to eat a ton of food.
Early to rise, he stumbles to stand. Rodeo riding takes a toll on a man. Brand new day, but the same old shiz. He's barely scraping by. He's struggling. So hold on. He don't ride to make ends meet. He does it for the love. That's the way it gotta be. He swears by the sweat of his brow. He'll give them both. He gets back to life.